April 11th, 2011. This is the most recent communication from Pulitzer Prize nominee Richard S. Lowry, syndicatednews.net's political commentator aboard the USS Bataan, which is underway in the Atlantic. April 9, 2011 was the 69th anniversary of the fall of the Philippine island of Bataan and the beginning of the Bataan Death March, one of the most horrifying events of World War II. The brave men on Bataan had been under siege since the December 7th attack on Pearl Harbor. They held as long as they could without resupply or reinforcement. Low on food and ammunition, and facing impossible odds, they finally were forced to surrender. The survivors were marched 67 miles to their prison. When the sick and wounded dropped out of line, they were shot or bayoneted by their captors. Many did not survive the march, and more died in captivity. The 4,500 men and women aboard the USS Bataan held a moment of silence on April 9th in remembrance of that fateful day in history. It was the first time the ship has been quiet since my arrival 11 days ago. The USS Bataan, LHD-5, serves our nation today as the finest amphibious landing ship in the U.S. Navy. As you listen, we are headed out to serve the nation again, carrying the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit. Since our arrival on board, our days have been filled with exercises of every sort. We have practiced fires, flooding, and defending ourselves from attacks from the air, land, and sea. The air crews have been continuously honing their skills on the flight deck. The air boss and his staff have been directing the intricate ballet of launching and landing several different kinds of aircraft from this relatively small flight deck. The ship's officers have participated in this ballet by working with the air boss to correctly position the ship for flight quarters, while avoiding other maritime traffic and, at times, conducting drills to practice evading and fighting off small boat attacks. The battalion landing team has not sat idly by. They have been practicing helicopter-borne raids along with mechanized and motorized operations. These exercises include launching and retrieving our amphibious aircraft, further complicating the air operations and maneuvering of the ship. All the while, the ship's crew has been working to keep this small floating city running. They have manned the engine room, laundry, and galleys. They have worked to maintain the sophisticated electronics and weapons systems. They have kept our satellite television and internet connection to the world working. All the elements of the blue-green team in the Bataan Amphibious Ready Group are coming together and are beginning to operate as a finely tuned instrument. Soon, the world will see the varied capabilities of the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit embarked aboard Amphibious Ready Group 6. Semper Fi, Richard. Richard S. Lowry has been writing about the Marine Corps for many years. To learn more about his writing and how to purchase his latest book, visit www.richardslowry.com.